Betty Clare. She was alone with mouths to feed, her dreams of art school pounded into dust. In bleak necessity, she took a job at Texas Bank and Trust. They liked her at the bank, devoted worker that she was, and praised, even promoted her. They let her dress the windows for the holidays. Her major gripe about the daily grind was for the typos made with carbons triplicate, shades of ugly smudges so hard to erase. Then she recalled how artists will paint over when they err and wondered, could her errors be concealed, if not effaced? At home, with trusty kitchen blender, she concocted a solution using mostly tempera paint, and despite the frowns from higher-ups, the typing pool named her a saint for bringing them those little jars of white. It was as if mistakes were gone, though underneath they still lived on. The rest is history, as they say. She started her own business, selling liquid paper, as it's known. And one fine day, Gillette, the corporation, phoned her with an offer she could not refuse. She sold out for a bundle. Took a cruise to good and plenty, did Ms. Betty Clare. In 1980, Betty died. A millionaire.